I shall not take your time, ladies and gentlemen, to outline again what is known of the dark history of the world's greatest criminal organization and of its unremitting work and constant growth in the United States since that black day in 1872 when the headquarters of the international conspiracy were openly and officially transferred to New York City. The present status of the communist conspiracy in the United States is a matter of public knowledge. On March 3, 1958, that great and undaunted American, Congressman Francis E. Walter, chairman of the House Committee on American Activities, published a report stating that, I quote, "The Kremlin has succeeded in enlisting, at a conservative estimate, more than a million Americans. Equivalent of some 20 combat divisions of enemy troops on American soil." In other words, ladies and gentlemen, you are now living in a country that has been partly occupied. And unless the American people at once make a desperate effort to save themselves, they will, I think, within 3 or 4 years, find themselves in the position of the Hungarians when they made their frantic and hopeless effort to regain their freedom.
Casualties from American firepower, a one Viet Cong infantry.
the American people to save themselves from communism.